Smell that aroma.
Smell off that?
Smell of it, yeah.
Would you say that?
No. I've heard it used, but I wouldn't use it.
And you said this is an imitation maple syrup. This is
the real stuff.
But this is what?
This is pure.
Or this is genuine.
It's a genuine.
And if you were buying something several hundred pounds at a time, you'd say you were buying it. How?
I'm buying it in bulk.
And a sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits.
Good jelly.
And something you season food with.
Salt and pepper, accent.
And if you had a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
A bowl of cut apples, you mean? Just apples?
Yeah. And he wanted one, he'd tell you.
Give me some, I would think.
Well, he just wants one, he'd say.
Give me one.
Okay.
Let me have one. He would more like to say, give me.
And you say, he doesn't live here, he lives...
next door.
Or way...
way down the street.
Or way over...
way over there.
Do you ever say yonder? Or
way yonder? Out yonder.
How do you use the word yonder?
That's the name of my camp.
Huh?
That's the name of my camp. Out yonder. At Lake Dogmore. That's the name of it, out yonder.
What all do you have up there? Do you have a place right on the lake?
Or? Yeah, it's right on the lake. Beautiful.
What kind of, is that a power company lake? Or?
It's a man-made lake. It's a flooded part of Lake Corney. They dammed it up, made a big dam there. Fresh water.
When was it built?
1963
or
two, like that.
You got the land then?
Well, I acquired the land around that time, yeah, and we bought the land for the lake, you know, where the water's actually in there. Built the retaining wall and everything. In the dock, so when the water came in, it was all ready.
Do you water ski or anything?
I love it, yeah.
Can you slalom?
Slalom? No, I don't slalom, but I do water ski. No, I don't slalom.
You tell someone, don't do it that way, do it.
This way.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich,
you're poor.
And you'd say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child.
Who had a lot.
We're talking about his father. Next door was a child. What father was rich?
His father was rich. Hmm? Well-to-do.
Let's say the whole thing.
Well-to-do. His father was well-to-do.
Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach.
Peach orchard?
And you'd ask someone if that's his orchard. He'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. And he'd point to someone else and say, he's the man.
Who owns the orchard?
And the kind of animal that barks.
Is a dog.
And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you...
sicken.
Okay. What would you call a mixed breed dog? If you didn't know what kind he was.
Cur.
And a worthless dog.
No count.
And a small, noisy dog.
Small noisy dog. What a poodle. I don't know what poodles.
What about a fice? Did you ever hear that?
I've heard the word fice, yeah.
Is that a breed or just a general type of dog?
I think it's a type of dog.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had a mean dog, you tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will...
bite you?
And yesterday...
attack you?
Okay, yesterday the dog...
he bit somebody.
And the person had to go to the doctor after he got...
bit.
Did you ever say after he got dog bit?
No, I would say bit.
And the kind of animal that you could plow with would be...
an ox? An oxen?
Or
you use a mule?
Two of those hitched together would be called a...
team of mules? Mule protein.
And the kind of animal that you milk.
That's a cow.
And the male is called a...
The bull.
Was that word nice to you when you were growing up?
Bull? Was it nice?
I mean, did it sound all right to refer to the male as the bull?
Sure. And never any inhibitions about that.
The little one, when it's first born, is called a...
Little calf.
And if it's a female, it's a...